ओम ज्ञानति निबंधस्य ज्ञानं जन शलाकाय चक्षुर मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
So we take birth in a particular body in the next life.
Yeah.
Now, given having been put in that situation, right, especially in a human body where the karmic the material energy of Krishna, right, the illusory energy of Krishna is very strongly acting on a jiva, on a spirit soul.
In every species of man.
Yes, I'm especially talking about human beings, because human beings can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah, yeah. But in every species of life.
Yeah, the illusory energy is acting. And so the question which I have is, for a spirit soul whose karma has been very, who has been involved in material karma and who has not done any Sukriti type of thing in his past life, right?
Yeah.
How does he get out of this entanglement, strong entanglement of material?
Generally, they don't. Those who get out of material entanglement, it means those who have done some Sukriti. Generally, that's the situation. Vishan Chandragatam Papam Jananam Punya Kamanam Pijandamo and Yamukta Bhajante Mandirovatana. Those who have performed pious activities, and who are free from illusion, they take to bhakti very strongly. So whereas those who are very sinful, tanaham dushitakuram samsari shunaradam jami jasana shunya. Simple as that. But those who are very sinful, they go to lower species. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, even very simple people can get uplifted.
So when you say pious activities, what are pious activities?
Well, there are various grades of pious activities. The general pious activities are just for material results, but there are pious activities in relationship to bhakti also. For instance, hearing the Bhagavatam, that's pious. Shunyatam Svakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. To hear the Bhagavatam, or to chant the Bhagavatam, is in itself pious. So that's a piety that has connection with bhakti. It's also what's called Agyata Sukriti. Just like some prasad may have fallen on the road and a dog may eat it. For the dog it's food, but he gets the bhakti mukhi sukriti. He gets sukriti which is conducive to bhakti.
So is the free will also under the influence of the three modes of material nature?
We have free will and we are influenced. But free will means we have some freedom also. Generally, the free will comes into play more when one is in the sattva-guna, because in sattva-guna there's knowledge and discrimination. In the lower modes of nature, there's not much thinking. One is just driven by the lower mode. So when one comes to sattva-guna, then he starts to see things as they are.
So when you say sattva-gun, that is the material mode of goodness, right? Or
yeah,
you're talking
yeah.
about visuddha sattva?
No.
So you're talking about material.
Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. Knowledge begins in sattva-gun. But one can also be attached to sattva-gun.
So if one does some pious activities like the charity, the material charity which people give, or building a hospital or something like that, right? Or feeding the poor or something.
Yeah, that's not conducive to liberation, but that may generate some agyata sukriti also. For instance, if you dig a well so that people take water or you arrange for giving water to people in the summer to drink, and the Vaishnava comes and drinks that, then you get benefit. If you plant trees so people going on the road can get shade, and a Vaishnava comes along, then you get benefit of serving the Vaishnava, even unknown to yourself. So material pious activities can render a genuinely spiritual influence also.
But material pious activities, one does material pious activities, that by and by the law, by the law of karma, that would mean that in the next lives or subsequent lives, he will get birth in a well-to-do family or rich family, whatever.
Maybe if one does pious activities, generally it's hoped that they'll take birth in, in a well-to-do or rich family.
Right. So isn't that
generally that's the hope?
Yeah, generally that's, so isn't that material entanglement again?
Yeah, sure, it's material entanglement.
So when Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam mentions about pious activities,
we have to understand it in context.
Okay.
Everything has to be understood.
So it is basically spiritual pious activities.
Pious activities, yeah, bhakti and mukhi sukhati. Those activities which are conducive to bhakti.
In that shloka, Janam Putne Kalmanam. So that pious activity is Sevamukha Bhakti.
Yeah, well, that specifically means people who have performed pious activities in relationship to Bhakti. I'm not going to speak very long because it's time to take notes.
I think like what I have done in my past life, so my entanglement is so much. So because of that I am in a certain situation. If I think like that, then what is the way out? Like every time...
You tell. If someone asks you the question, what will you say? You should know the answer to this. Why are you asking this? What's the answer?
Answer is again, how can you conclude that you have so-and-so karma, so-and-so whatever? Ultimately,
tell the answer. What's the answer?
Yeah, what is possible for and waiting for? Surrender to Krishna.
Anyone?
Surrender to Krishna and go.
Say this slow.
Sarva-dharma-antaita-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-kripsa-dhimani-k
That's the answer.
Yeah, question. Krishna knows past, present, and future. But how does free will have any...
Krishna knows past, present, and future, but he can change his mind also. He's also a person.
Mm.
It's not that everything is just a drafted script which Krishna is bound to follow. You can change your mind also. You're all individuals. Okay, I'm going to take rest now. Don't mind.
If
I may change my mind. That's why I asked if anyone wanted to speak to me, they could come early. Yeah, what's that? So I couldn't understand.
For our karmic reactions,
yeah.
If we are punished in Yamaloka already.
Punished what?
Punished in Yamaloka.
In Yamaloka.
Why are you taking birth?
Oh, you get some measure in Yamaloka and then you come up here and get some more.
So, you will not be completely punished there. Is it like that?
Yeah. It goes on. As long as we don't surrender to Krishna, then we're making more simple reactions at every moment. Yeah, so better surrender to Krishna. If you don't have Bhagavad Gita as it is, you don't have that book? You're all reading that?
Yeah, it's very
many. Is it? These questions come up again and again. Well, it's not just you, it's even the four Kumaras have the same question. You can read about
these questions
in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. It was the question, the same question, but when they asked, they said that we're so entangled in material life and the samskaras are there, how can we get, it seems impossible to get out of it. Even they, being big gyanis, they have to know about that. And then the Lord told them. He said, and come out by the mercy of the Lord. Yeah, so read the books, and you should, it's good also to hear regularly, understand these points. It's actually very simple. We become, so many samskaras, and then from that comes vritti and vasana, and then you have to see. Mame kam sharanam raja. You have to have faith in this. Krishna can change it all. In elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Narupa Nasyei Hepatopa Lagita, Yantona Chadiya Natcha Sampatishtha Ashvatamena Sudurudhamulam Asanga Shastrena Vihena Chitva. That's the name. It's like a big tree of material life that's extremely complex. Cut it. Just cut it. Otherwise, if you try to sort it out, like that, there's that story of Augustine. There was some very complex knot. Not Augustine. Alexander. Augustine is a Christian. Christian, he messed up the whole of Christianity with his stupid philosophy. He was really pretty messed up. He made it a lot worse. So, it's a very complex knot. It was said that anyone who can open this knot, they will be the king of the world. So he would just come and try and untie and get more and more entangled. So he came here just a boy and took his sword and cut it. He became a great king. So that's it. Instead of, it's so complex, this question, that question, how to do it, this, that just takes you over a cushion, problem solved. You don't have to go on all your life wondering this, that, and the other. Just chant Hare Krishna, takes you over a cushion, problem solved. Hare Krishna. I remember that high Ram and his spirit of course, I was just thinking. It was a very strange thing. Anyway, I went back and looked at the word going high down and distributing books. The thing is, we have to serve the mission, and then relationships follow.
Yes.
It's putting the cart before the horse to think we have to have good relationships, and then we'll go and then we'll do everything else afterward. Better to fight a bit and do the service. And there will be. If we're doing service, there will be some disagreement, this and that. But the point is the service should go on. Yeah. So it's good you're asking for service. Go with these devotees for book distribution.
Yeah.
Well, my intention is that is putting person in association. And associate, when they are in association.
Yeah, everything follows service.
So that's my, like, once we like somebody or there is some relation with Vaishnavas, we like to associate them, and then there will be creation of service.
It goes on the other way, isn't it? I mean, how can you like someone unless you associate with them?
Yeah. That association only I am telling. Like, when his wife comes, he will stop attending programs and all. So, he will be away from association, and there is no chance of services.
Anyway, just go out on book distribution. Don't make it too complex.
So, Prabhu, in distribution.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to get the CDs because automatically they're coming to you. Whatever,
yeah,
new, whatever new ones are coming,
yeah,
I ask them to send you.
Right.
As a standing order. Yeah, if you don't mind, I should take some else because.
Yeah.
I like
to give it to you.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Whom I should be.